Charles is one of my all-time favorite teammates, and probably the most talented guy, most dominant player that I've played with during his stretch from his time when he got here until he left. I mean, he was so dominant.
I think of James Jones, Charles Woodson. I mean, I think it'll be, you know, great to see those guys, and I mean, they're on to a new opportunity. But, you know, you talk about behavior, the question earlier, James Jones, the same guy every day. Tremendous work ethic. I mean, James had a little bit of the, you know, he's going to work at night when no one's here, you know, type, I don't want anybody to see me, you know, but he put a lot more into his profession, I think, than people realize. So very dedicated, very hard worker, obviously an excellent family man. Charles Woodson was an outstanding football player for us for a number of years. So, you know, just the impact that he had on our football team, I thought he did an exceptional job, particularly with our younger players. You know, that's something that I always appreciate from
one, just his personality. He's a guy that always kept it light in the meeting rooms, light in the locker room. Accountability. He's a guy that took everything to heart. I mean, he felt like he could have made every play out there, even if it was almost impossible. You know, he held himself to that standard, which raised everyone else in our rooms.
Oh, he was just a smart guy. I mean, such a smart player. I mean, obviously he's one of the more athletic guys. I mean, any defense player that wins a Heisman, you know, look at him. When I came in, he was 13, 14 years in the league, and he was just savvy. I mean, he understood route concepts. I feel like he was breaking getting out of his break before I was getting out of mine when I first got here, and he just understood the route concepts, and he made it difficult.
Charles is a better speaker than I am to the team. I mean, he had an incredible ability from the first time he really got in there. Until he was done with us, of being able to command the room. And Charles had that presence when he walked into a room. There's something with the energy and the charisma that he has that he could really get everybody's attention. And guys cared about what he said from the speech in the locker room in Chicago after we won.
Hey, what y'all think about one thing? One. Two. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Think about one. Let's be one mind. Let's be one heartbeat. One purpose. One goal. One more game. One. Let's get it. Hey, check this. The president don't want to come watch us to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Yeah.
We're ghosting him. Yeah.